The ink drawings are lean, hyper-expressive, and full of grim humor. Mohassez was a cartoonist for one of Iran's main newspapers until he got in trouble with the Shah's regime. Later, he was just as critical of the Islamic Revolution. Shirin Neshat is an Iranian-born contemporary artist based in New York. She curated the show, and she pointed out a key image in the exhibition.
We see women in the veil and Muslim men on the streets with the fervor of the revolution and being shot and bleeding. Later in these drawings that we see in this room, we see the hats have changed. In fact, the Muslims are the oppressors and the others are oppressed.
But Mohassez watched the revolution from afar. He's lived in New York since the late 70s. Like many Iranian artists, his work is too subversive for him to be safe back home. It shows arrogant rulers and hangings and images that are more whimsical but still eerie, like that of an artist who has cut off his own feet so he can draw them more clearly. Neshat says it's all in the national character.
I think Ardashir has maintained, sustained the level of sarcasm and irony that is really inherent in Iranian culture, Iranian characteristic. We have had atrocity in the greatest magnitude, and yet Iranian people can make jokes about it.
Mohassez suffers from Parkinson's now, but he's still making drawings and collages, still about Iran, and fueled by the same keen sense of the absurd. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.